Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 50. This chapter has 23 psukim in it. In line with the previous chapters, this discusses the ultimate day of judgment. This one starts with the words Mizmor LaAsaf. The question is, who's Asaf? Some of fortune learn Asaf was one of the children of Korach. Asaf merited to sing songs with them because he was a Torah scholar. However, other Mefarshim learn, Asaf was a prophet who lived in the times of David. The parak opens with how God will call attention to the entire world to show how beautiful Tzion is. Tzion will be magnificently beautiful. God will also show his omnipotence. All will see God is the ultimate judge. In verse 7, while the author is relating God's greatness, the parak describes how since the whole world is God's, he doesn't need your superficial sacrifices. God wants a relationship with you and wants you to be open and honest with him, not for you to fake him out. In a similar vein, God gives harsh criticism to those who learn Torah but don't actually do what it says. They learn, but they don't embody the spirit or message of Torah. While learning Torah is certainly a good thing, it's not enough just to learn. Your learning needs to come alive through you. What good is your learning if you use it to bolster yourself and cut other people who aren't like you down, or to cut down those who don't think like you? Use your Torah learning to build people up, to create peace and harmony. Not to just learn then go against God's true will by being divisive or by creating dissension. The parak ends by relating, all you have to do is have a meaningful, sincere, and honest relationship with Hashem, and he'll provide the comfort you're looking for. Now to highlight a pasuk. In verse 15 it says, Ukraini biyom tzara achal tzecha utechvedeni. Call upon me in times of trouble, I'll rescue you and you shall honor me. For starters, the Radak explains, what does honor me mean over here? It means, if you do my mitzvahs. In other words, call out to me and I'll save you if you follow the Torah and keep my mitzvahs. Alternatively, there's a question over here. What's the connection between the beginning of the pasuk and the end? It starts off by Hashem saying, daven to me and I'll rescue you. Then it says, and you'll honor me. What does Hashem saving you have to do with honoring? Rashi answers an awesome thing. It's considered Hashem's kavod, honor, when he saves people who trust in him. In other words, when you trust in God and he's compelled to save you, that's his honor. Somehow that brings glory to Hashem when he saves someone who trusts in him. Perhaps you can say an insight over here. When God helps you out from your position in life, the reason why Hashem's name gets glorified is because you think to yourself, wow, Hashem saved me. You start to recognize your emunah in Hashem is what caused God to help you. Then you start to have more emunah in Hashem because you see, you weren't left out to dry. So that's why our pasuk says, when you call out to me, when life is difficult for you, it's my honor to save you. Because once a person sees the truth of emunah, then they get renewed confidence to have more emunah in God. And that causes an increase in Hashem's kavod. To end with words of encouragement, Rav Nosson explains, a person needs to believe in themselves. To believe with perfect faith God hears and listens to each and every single word that comes out of one's mouth. He even listens to the lowest of the lowest Jews tefillas, because God listens to the tefillas kol peh of every mouth. Every Jew has the power and the ability to affect change. For God to answer your prayers, you need to constantly strengthen your emunah in yourself, that your prayers have the ability to make an imprint and affect change. As our pasuk says, call out to me and I'll answer you. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.